24, Cyprus. Bernard Stone Street, uncharacteristically sour and detached, is passing the head of the stairs as she reaches the third floor, his upthrust thatch and immaculately disheveled black suit reminding her all too clearly of her previous visit.
"Hello?" he says, with an instant's confusion. "I'd wondered where you were, meeting Hubertus and Dorothea."
"Looks like it."
"Is everything all right?"
seeming concerned at her tone. "Dandy," she says, biting it off between her front teeth.
"It's a bit of a surprise, isn't it?" lowering his voice slightly, though there's no one to hear. "Dorothea, I mean."
"What about her?"
"He's bringing her in as client liaison for graphics, entirely counter to the way he structured it in the first place, always insisting on the designers working directly with the client."
Bernard's mouth has gone a bit narrow telling her this.
"Though, of course, she's experienced."
He shrugs, the beautiful black shoulders of his suit jacket moving expressively.
"She gave Heinze notice this morning."
"When was she hired?"
Stone Street looks surprised. "This morning. I've only just been told."
"Where are they?"
"The room where we met. There," indicating a door.
She steps past him, opens that door.
"Good morning."
Big End is seated where Stone Street had sat before, at the head of the long table. Dorothea is seated to his left, down the table's side toward the door, closer to Case, Boone opposite her. Neither Boone nor Dorothea say anything. Case closes the door behind her hard.
"Case," Big End begins.
"Shut up." It isn't a voice Case has often heard, but she knows when she hears it that it's her own.
"Case," Boone this time.
"What the fuck is going on here?"
Hubertus starts to open his mouth.
"Did you just hire her?" pointing at Dorothea.
"It would be too much to expect you not to be angry," Dorothea says with the utmost calm.
She's wearing something soft-looking in a very dark gray, but her hair is straining back as tightly as ever.
"The man," Case says, turning to Big End in mid-sentence, "who tried to mug me in Tokyo."
"Franco,"
Dorothea interrupts quietly.
"Shut up."
"Dorothea's driver,"
Big End says, as though that explains everything. He looks, Case thinks, even more self-satisfied than usual.
"Mugger," Case says.
"And what did poor Franco do when he encountered you?"
Dorothea asks. "He ran."
"Terrified," Dorothea says. "The doctors in Tokyo told him that if you had been an inch shorter, you might have killed him. The cartilage in his nose might have been driven into his forebrain. Is that the word? He's concussed, has two black eyes, has to breathe through his mouth, and will probably require surgery.